Tangmei Festival of Lamka, the fruit of the land, the labor of farmers and the living culture of the Zomi people. Why Lamka's community-founded cucumber festival deserves lasting recognition, farmer-centered investment and a permanent place on the Zomi cultural calendar. By Zomi Press Cultural Desk. Cultural Heritage and Agricultural Research Feature, August 9, 2026. Lamka, Manipur. On August 8, 2026, the Young Paid Association General Headquarters, YPAGHQs, brought farmers, cultural organizations, artists, public representatives, young people and families together in Hyeongtam, Lamka, for the 9th Tangmei Festival. Under the theme, Unity Through Culture and Tradition, the celebration placed the locally cultivated cucumber, Tangmei, at the center of a full day of agricultural education, communal feasting, traditional attire, cultural performance and contemporary Zomi music. The festival's meaning, however, reaches far beyond the cucumber served at its tables. Tangmei has become a public expression of the relationship between the Zomi people and their land, a recognition of hill farmers whose work is too often invisible, a meeting place for related communities, and a living cultural platform through which one generation can pass identity, language, food knowledge, music and artistic traditions to the next. It is PAIT-founded and YPA-led. That history should be recorded faithfully. At the same time, its inclusive vision and the participation of multiple Zomi, Zo cultural organizations have given Tangmei the potential to become one of Lamka's defining Zomi agricultural and cultural festivals. What is Tangmei? Tangmei means cucumber in Pate and related Zomi languages. Botanically, cucumber is Cucumis sativus, a member of the Cucurbitaceae or gourd family. In everyday food use it is treated as a vegetable, although botanically it is a fruit. In the hills surrounding Lamka, cucumber has long been grown as a seasonal food. Community accounts emphasize the distinctive tenderness and water content of cucumbers cultivated in the area. In 2025, YPAGHQ's president Lian Muanthang Valt explained that cucumber had historically helped farmers quench their thirst while working under the hot sun. This is an important community explanation of the crop's cultural value, though it should not be confused with proof that the public festival itself is ancient, Chronicle News Service, 2025. The available record shows that the Tangmei Festival is a modern cultural institution built upon older agricultural knowledge and practice. The first documented public festival was held at YPA Hall, Hyeongtam, on August 4, 2018. Contemporary reports explicitly called it the first-ever Tangmei Festival. Cucumbers from more than 45 villages were expected for display, and 14 villages ultimately participated in a competition judged by tenderness and flavor. The Sangai Express, 2018A. The Sangai Express, 2018B. That distinction strengthens rather than weakens Tangmei's authenticity. UNESCO explains that intangible cultural heritage is living heritage. Communities transmit it, adapt it and continually recreate it in response to their environment, history and present needs, UNESCO, N.D. A. UNESCO, N.D. B. Tangmei is a clear example of a community creating a contemporary festival from an enduring relationship among food, land, labor and identity. How the festival developed. The documented record traces Tangmei's rapid development. Year documented milestone 2018 YPAGHQs held the first Tangmei Festival at Hyeongtam, Lamka. More than 6,000 cucumbers were reportedly collected, consumed or sold. 2019. The second festival showcased about 10,000 organic cucumbers from hill villages. Contemporary reporting said 27 farmers participated. 2022 The fifth festival collected a reported 14,000 cucumbers. Organizers said 10,000 were reserved for festival consumption and 4,000 for sale. 2023-2024 A 2025 retrospective reported that the public celebration could not be held because of the continuing Manipur conflict. 2025 YPA designated the revived celebration as the 8th Tangmei Festival. More than 7,000 cucumbers were sourced, particularly from Lungthul and Kailam. 2026 The 9th Tangmei Festival was held on August 8 under the theme, Unity Through Culture and Tradition. At the second festival in 2019, collection teams traveled along Gutei Road and Tipaimuk Road. News reports named Lungthul, Swangdo, Enpai, Lungchen, Singingat, Thanlin, Juding, Mulfang, Dialkai and Sinzal among the supplying areas. Cucumbers were sliced and served freely, while people wishing to take whole cucumbers home could purchase them, the Sangai Express, 2019A. The Sangai Express, 2019B. The fifth festival in 2022 expanded the scale further. Organizers reported collecting 14,000 cucumbers and described the festival's purposes as supporting farmers, promoting cucumber markets and sustaining cultural practices associated with the harvest, Chronicle News Service, 2022. The official numbering requires a brief caution. Reports say no public festival was held in 2023 or 2024, yet organizers called the 2025 program the 8th edition and the 2026 program the 9th. Zomi Press follows YPA's official edition numbers while noting that the publicly documented event sequence contains this interruption. The 9th Tangmei Festival in 2026. The 2026 celebration had two principal venues and sessions. The formal agricultural and cultural program was held at the YPA GHQ's hall, while the music festival took place at Funkathang Gute Mulchul, Hyeongtam, Lamka. Official program material invited the public from 10 a.m. and announced Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bala's. As chief guest, post-event reporting confirmed that the governor could not attend because of official exigencies. He should therefore be described as the invited or announced chief guest, not as an attendee, Ukrul Times, 2026. The guest of honor was V. Malsamatalawanga, a member of the Mizoram Legislative Assembly. One post-event report incorrectly identified his constituency as Champhai. The official Mizoram Legislative Assembly record confirms that he represents Lunglei North, Mizoram Legislative Assembly, N.D. Speaking at the celebration, Malsamatalawanga presented Tangmei as an affirmation of the related history, heritage and kinship of Zhou descendants and expressed hope that the festival would continue bringing communities together through culture and tradition. Reported attendees also included legislators representing Saikot and Churashandpur, together with community leaders. The official program listed the following sitting legislators, former public officials and community representative as special invitees. Young Paid Association General Headquarters, 2026, Pu L.M. Coat, MLA for Churashandpur Assembly Constituency Pu Chinlanthang, MLA for Singingat Assembly Constituency Pu Paolian Lal Haukeep, MLA for Saikot Assembly Constituency Pu Letsamang Haukeep, MLA for Hengulp Assembly Constituency Pu Nursonglar Sanat, MLA for Tipaimuk Assembly Constituency Pu V. Hankanlian, former Minister Pu K. Vungzalian, former Minister Pu T. Gauzadu, former Minister Pu T. N. Haukeep, former Minister Pu T. T. Haukeep, former Deputy Speaker P. U. Thangso Bate, former Minister Pu Jinswan Hao Zhou. Former MLAPU Joseph Kamgosuan Valt, social worker. Post-event reporting identified L.M. Coat and Paolian Lal Haukeep among those present. The other names above are included as the official program's announced special invitee roster. Being named in advance as an invitee should not automatically be treated as confirmation of attendance. Agriculture given a place of honor. The official program included an opening prayer by Upa T. Anhanlin, a member of the YPA GHQ's Central Executive Committee, choreography by the Starlets, the Tangmei theme song by Pate Zai Awi Paul, PZP, a keynote and welcome address by YPA GHQ's President Lian Muanthang Valt, a technical presentation on cucumber by Mangay Kimp, Senior Technical Officer associated with ICAR Krishi Vigyan Kendra, Churashandpur, a traditional dress presentation by the Young Paid Association, cultural performances by participating community organizations, special musical presentations by Esther Namti, Zoom Nuam Vang YPA and PZP. The agricultural presentation was especially valuable. It placed technical knowledge beside cultural celebration and recognized that a festival serving farmers must also help them address real production challenges. The ICAR Krishi Vigyan Kendra in Churashandpur provides extension, training, demonstrations and agricultural advisory services. Future Tangmei programs should deepen this collaboration through practical sessions on seed selection, soil health, crop disease, pest management, water conservation, post-harvest handling, storage, transport, pricing and market access. a feast created by farmers and volunteers. The cucumber feast remained the center of the day. Organizers had gathered produce over an extended period from remote farming villages, including areas around Gute Kwal. Volunteers transported, washed, sliced and served the cucumbers. Large quantities were also sold at subsidized or nominal prices, Ukrul Times, 2026. In 2025, more than 7,000 cucumbers were sourced from Zodan and interior Gute Kwal villages, particularly Kailam and Lungthal, Ukrul Times, 2025, The Hills Journal, 2025. Community publicity surrounding the 2026 preparations referred to a substantially larger quantity, including claims of more than 20,000 cucumbers. At the time of publication, however, no independently verified post-event report had documented a final number, total weight, market value or the number of participating farmers. The figure should therefore remain attributed to organizers or community media until YPA releases a final account. This is not a minor statistical concern. Verified procurement data would show how much value the festival returns to farmers and would strengthen applications for sponsorship, public funding and official recognition. Culture expressed through distinct communities. The 2026 program announced performances by organizations associated with the Young Mizo Association, YMA, Young Vifei Association, YVA, Zo Youth Organization, ZYO, Mar Youth Association, HYA, Kuki Kang Lai Lompi, KKL, Pate Cultural Society, PCS. Post-event reporting specifically confirmed performances by YMA, HYA, KKL and PCS. This participation gave practical meaning to the festival theme. Unity did not require cultural uniformity. Each organization could present its own attire, dance and artistic inheritance while taking part in a shared gathering. Tangmei's Pate origin should never be obscured. The festival was initiated, organized and sustained by YPA. Acknowledging that foundation is compatible with recognizing Tangmei as a Zomi cultural festival. Its Pate foundation is the authentic contribution from which it welcomes the wider Zomi, Zo family. Traditional attire as living knowledge. The traditional dress presentation was not merely decorative. Textiles preserve information about identity, weaving, color, craftsmanship, social memory and belonging. When young people wear and explain traditional attire, they are not simply modeling clothing, they are transmitting knowledge. Future festivals should record the local name, community, materials, weaving method, patterns and cultural meaning of each garment. That would turn an attractive stage presentation into a lasting cultural archive. The same principle applies to dance and song. Performances should be documented with the names of the communities, performers, composers or tradition bearers and the cultural context of each piece, with consent from those concerned. Tangmei Music Fest, Tradition Meeting Contemporary Creativity. The second session moved to Phungkathang Gute Mulchul for a large public concert. Promotional materials gave different proposed starting times, one poster advertised 12:30 p.m. onward. While the formal program listed 2:30 p.m. post-event reporting said the concert began at approximately 3 p.m., that is the best available account of the actual start. The session was hosted by V. Nunlian, with Churashanpur MLALM Coat serving as chief guest. The featured guest artists from Mizoram were Ruatpui Esther Namti. The announced local lineup included Kim Si Sangi Kim Pate Mawipi Shalomi Thangay Anunhoinan Maui Dusal Rhythmic Zomi. The announced bands and musicians included Rigvedas, Six String and Zonam Rabbi. Post-event reporting confirmed performances by Ruatpui, Esther Namti, PZP, Six String, Rigvedas and Zonam Rabbis. Because independent reporting did not name every advertised local artist, the remaining names should be described as the announced lineup rather than as confirmed individual performances. The concert mattered because it gave established and emerging Zomi artists a major platform, connected Lamka with Mizoram, and brought younger audiences into an agricultural and cultural celebration. Tangmei demonstrated that cultural continuity can hold traditional dress, inherited dance, agricultural knowledge and contemporary music together. A living culture preserves, it also creates. Tangmei is food, nutritional and health importance. Tangmei's cultural value is joined by genuine nutritional importance. Fresh cucumber is approximately 95% water, and naturally low in calories, fat, and sodium. That makes it a refreshing food during hot weather and physical work, although it does not replace safe drinking water or oral rehydration treatment when a person is dehydrated or ill. The following figures are representative values for 100 grams of raw cucumber with peel. The composition of cucumbers grown around Lamca may vary by variety, soil, maturity, and growing conditions. Nutritional component approximate amount per 100 g practical importance water 95.2 g contributes to normal daily fluid intake energy 15 kcal low energy food that can replace more calorie dense snacks carbohydrate 3.6 g small contribution to dietary energy fiber 0.5 g supports a balanced diet and normal bowel function. Much is retained when the peel is eaten potassium 147 mg contributes to normal nerve, muscle and fluid balance functions vitamin K 16.4 mg contributes to normal blood clotting and bone metabolism vitamin C 2.8 mg a modest contribution to vitamin C intake. Source: USDA Food Data Central. Values are rounded and should not be treated as a laboratory analysis of Lamca grown varieties. 1. Hydration during heat and physical work. The strongest health-related reason for Tang Mei's traditional popularity is straightforward: it contains a great deal of water. Eating water-rich foods contributes to total fluid intake and can be refreshing during warm weather or farm work. This gives scientific plausibility to local accounts of farmers eating soft, juicy cucumbers under the sun. However, cucumber should complement, not replace, adequate clean drinking water. Anyone showing signs of heat exhaustion, heat stroke, or serious dehydration needs appropriate first aid and medical care. 2. A low-calorie whole food. Fresh cucumber provides volume and texture for relatively few calories. Used in place of fried, highly salted, or sugar-rich snacks, it can support a balanced dietary pattern and healthy weight management. It does not burn fat, and no single food causes weight loss by itself. 3. Fiber and digestive health. Cucumber contributes a modest amount of dietary fiber, especially when safely eaten with the peel. Fiber and water together support normal bowel function as part of an overall diet containing sufficient vegetables, fruits, legumes, and whole grains. It would be inaccurate, however, to market cucumber as a treatment for digestive disease. People with persistent abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, or other symptoms should seek qualified medical advice. 4. Vitamin K and bone health. Cucumber with peel contains vitamin K. The U.S. National Institutes of Health explains that vitamin K is needed for normal blood clotting and healthy bones, NIH Office of Dietary Supplements, 2021. Cucumber is one contributor among many. It is not a treatment for osteoporosis. People taking warfarin or similar vitamin K antagonist medicines should maintain a consistent vitamin K intake and follow advice from their physician or pharmacist. They should not suddenly make large changes to their consumption of vitamin K containing foods. 5. Potassium and other micronutrients. Cucumber provides small amounts of potassium, vitamin C, magnesium, and other nutrients. Potassium participates in normal muscle, nerve, and fluid balance functions. Nevertheless, cucumber alone is not a major source of all required vitamins and minerals, and it cannot substitute for a varied diet. 6. Plant compounds and possible therapeutic potential. Cucumber contains phytochemicals, including cucurbitacins, flavonoids, and other phenolic compounds. Laboratory and animal studies have investigated antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, glucose-lowering, and lipid-related effects. A scholarly review described cucumber as having therapeutic potential but relied heavily on traditional use, laboratory, and preclinical evidence, Mukherjee et al., 2013. This distinction is essential. Evidence that an isolated cucumber compound or concentrated extract affects cells or animals does not. Prove that ordinary cucumber prevents or cures cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, or other diseases in people. Research on supplements or extracts also cannot automatically be applied to eating fresh cucumber. Tang Mei can truthfully be celebrated as a nutritious and hydrating food without repeating unproven medical claims. 7. Traditional cooling and skin use. Cool cucumber slices are commonly used for a temporary cooling or soothing sensation on intact skin or closed eyelids. Evidence for treating skin diseases is limited. Cucumber should not replace sunscreen, burn care, allergy treatment or dermatological care, and it should not be applied to broken or infected skin. 8. Food safety and preparation considerations. Fresh cucumbers should be washed under safe running water before cutting. Hands, knives and surfaces should be clean. Damaged or spoiled produce should be discarded, and sliced cucumber should not remain for long periods in unsafe heat. Peeling can reduce surface contamination, but it also removes some fiber and nutrients. Where water quality or handling conditions are uncertain, food safety must take priority. Pickled cucumber is nutritionally different from fresh tangmei. Fermented products may contain useful microorganisms when properly prepared, but many pickles are high in sodium. People managing high blood pressure, kidney disease, or sodium intake should be mindful of portions and preparation methods. More than a cucumber feast. Tangmei now performs several public functions at once. It honors farmers. The festival brings rural cultivators and their produce into the center of Lamca's public life. Farmers should be recognized not only as suppliers but as holders of agricultural knowledge. It strengthens the rural-urban relationship. The celebration in town depends upon land and labor in interior villages. Tangmei makes that interdependence visible. It transmits culture. Traditional attire, dance, music, language and food practices become accessible to children and young people. UNESCO's Living Heritage Framework emphasizes that heritage remains viable through community participation and transmission, not simply through display. It creates shared belonging. The free distribution of sliced cucumber turns the crop into a communal meal. Officials, elders, artists, farmers, children and visitors can eat together. The fruit becomes a symbol of hospitality, generosity and membership in the community. It promotes local products and place. Peer-reviewed research finds that local food festivals can reinforce a sense of community and place while supporting the visibility and development of rural areas, Osofska et al., 2023. Tangmei offers Lamca a distinctive public identity connected to locally grown food rather than an imported symbol. It supports cultural continuity after conflict. The reported interruption of the festival in 2023 and 2024 occurred amid the wider violence and displacement in Manipur. Its return in 2025 and expansion in 2026 carry significance beyond entertainment. Music, food and dance cannot resolve political conflict. They can, however, help a wounded community recover continuity, fellowship and confidence in a shared future. Tangmei reminds people that they remain connected through land, memory, creativity and mutual responsibility. Does Tangmei already have state-level status? Publicly available evidence reviewed by Zomi Press does not establish that Tangmei has been formally designated a state-level festival. Since at least 2019, organizers and public representatives have advocated for that goal. Previous editions reportedly received 1 lakh rupees in assistance from the Manipur Horticulture Department. YPA said it organized the 2025 festival without requesting government financial assistance and that progress toward state-level recognition had been delayed by the prevailing conflict, The Hills Journal, 2025. Government funding or the attendance of officials does not by itself confer formal status. The accurate position is, Tangmei has built a compelling case for official recognition and institutional support, but available public records do not yet confirm formal designation as a state-level festival. Why Tangmei deserves recognition and investment? Tangmei merits support because it already recognizes hill farmers and promotes their produce, connects agricultural education with community celebration, preserves and transmits attire, music, dance, language and food knowledge, creates an inclusive platform for the wider Zomi, Zo family while honoring its Pate Foundation. Provides a stage for local and Mizoram-based artists. Strengthens Lamca's public cultural identity. Offers potential for farmer-centered rural tourism and market development. Builds community fellowship and cultural continuity after conflict. Official recognition must not remove community ownership. Public agencies, sponsors and tourism bodies should support YPA and participating farmers without controlling the festival's meaning or reducing it to political publicity. A responsible roadmap for Tangmei's future. 1. Create a Tangmei farmer registry. Record every participating farmer's name, village, cucumber variety, quantity, weight, agreed price and payment status. Publicly honor farmers during the main program, including women and young farmers. 2. Publish an annual audited festival report. The report should document participating farmers and villages' number and total weight of cucumbers, procurement prices and total payments to farmers, produce freely distributed and sold, transport, program and administration costs, sponsors and public funding, estimated attendance, food waste, composting and other environmental outcomes. 3. Build an agricultural and seed exhibition. Document local cucumber names and varieties, seed sources, taste and texture, planting calendars, soil practices, pest challenges and post-harvest life. A community seed exchange could help preserve locally adapted planting material and farmer knowledge. 4. Introduce meaningful farmer awards. Awards could recognize quality, taste, tenderness, sustainable cultivation, traditional seed stewardship, highest verified yield, young farmer achievement and women's agricultural leadership. Awards should include useful financial support, tools, seed or training, not certificates alone. 5. Conduct nutritional analysis of Lamca-grown Tangmei. The festival committee should partner with ICAR KVK, a recognized university or an accredited laboratory, to test representative local varieties for water, fiber, vitamin and mineral content. This would replace general assumptions with evidence specific to Lamca-grown Tangmei. 6. Develop post-harvest and market infrastructure. Farmers need collection points, safe crates, improved roads, low-cost cooling, storage, transparent market information and buyer connections. Research conducted in Churashandpur has examined low-cost zero-energy cool chambers for extending the storage life of produce, indicating one locally relevant area for further practical work. 7. Make food safety visible. Provide clean water, hand-washing stations, hygienic cutting surfaces, covered serving containers and temperature-aware handling. A festival celebrating health and agriculture should model excellent food safety practice. 8. Engage schools and young people. Festival-linked activities could include oral history interviews, farm visits, Zomi language writing, traditional song documentation, weaving explanations, photography, filmmaking, agricultural demonstrations and youth volunteering. 9. Build responsible cultural tourism. Community-managed farm visits, food demonstrations, handicraft stalls and cultural performances could attract visitors. Growth should benefit farmers and local artisans directly, preserve dignity, and avoid turning sacred or private traditions into commodities. 10. Protect the environment. Introduce reusable serviceware, safe water stations, waste separation and composting. Cucumber peel and other organic waste can be composted where appropriate and returned to cultivation rather than mixed with plastic waste. 11. Establish a permanent digital archive. YPA should preserve programs, photographs, videos, speeches, farmer interviews, crop data, artist lists and media reports from every edition. A bilingual or trilingual digital archive would become an important historical resource for future generations and researchers. The fruit of a living culture. Tangmei began in 2018 with a simple community vision. Gather the cucumber crop of the surrounding hills, honor those who cultivated it and bring the people together. In less than a decade, it has grown into a major day of agriculture, cultural performance, traditional attire, music, fellowship and Zomi-Zo connection. Its importance does not depend upon claiming an undocumented ancient origin. Tangmei's real strength is that it shows Zomi culture to be alive, rooted in inherited knowledge, responsive to present needs and capable of creating new traditions worthy of transmission. The festival belongs first to the community that founded and sustained it. Its paid identity and YPA leadership must remain visible. From that firm foundation, Tangmei can continue welcoming the wider Zomi-Zo family and visitors from beyond. It now deserves formal recognition, dependable institutional support, responsible sponsorship, professional documentation and serious investment in the farmers at its heart. Let Tangmei become more than a day when cucumbers are consumed. Let it become a place where farmers receive fair value, local seeds are preserved, young people learn, artists create, villages connect, culture is transmitted and a people rediscover their common belonging. Tangmei is the fruit of the land, the labor of the farmer, the nourishment of the community and the living culture of the Zomi people. Editorial and health note. This cultural advocacy feature draws upon official Tangmei festival program and concert materials, contemporary news reports, institutional records and scholarly literature. Announced guests, activities and artists have been distinguished from attendance or performances confirmed after the event. Estimates that could not be independently verified are identified as such. The nutrition section provides general public information, not individual medical advice. Cucumber is a nutritious food, not a substitute for medical diagnosis, prescribed treatment, safe drinking water or a balanced diet. References. Chronicle News Service. 2022, August 12. Stage set for Tangmei, Cucumber, Festival Today. E-Pow. https://e-pow.net/gp.asp?src=41.120822.august22. Chronicle News Service. 2025, August 11. YPA hosts Festival of Cucumber. E-Pow. https://e-pow.net/gp.asp?src=48.110825.august25. Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. 2022, October 27. 20 years of celebrating the culture in agriculture. https://www.fao.org/newsroom/story/20-years-of-celebrating-the-culture-in-agriculture/n. Ikar Krishi Vigyan Kendra, Shirishantpur. N. D. Ikar Research Complex for Nay Region, Manipur Center. https://shirishantpur.kvk7.in/. Mizoram Legislative Assembly, N. D. V. Malsamatalawanga, Member Profile, 30 Lunglei North. https://www.mizoramassembly.in/members/details/57. Mukherjee, P. K., Nima, N. K., Métis, N., and Sarkar, B. K., 2013. Phytochemical and Therapeutic Potential of Cucumber. Phytotherapia, 84, 227-236. https://doi.org/10.1016/j.phytode.2012.10.003. National Institutes of Health, Office of Dietary Supplements. 2021, March 29. Vitamin K. Fact Sheet for Consumers. https://od.nih.gov/factsheets/vitamink-consumer/. Osovska, L., Janiszewska, D., Kwiatkowski, G., and Kluskowski, D., 2023. The Impact of Local Food Festivals on Rural Areas Development. Sustainability, 15.2.1447. https://doi.org/10.3390/su1502144/7. The Hills Journal. 2025, August 9. 8th Tangmei Festival in Shirishantpur showcases district's unique cucumber cultivation. https://www.thehillsjournal.com/8th-tangmei-festival-in-shirishantpur-showcases-districts-unique-cultivation/. The Sangai Express. 2018A, August 4. Stage set for first ever Tangmei Festival. E-Pow. https://e-pow.net/gp.asp?src=SNP11.040818.August18. The Sangai Express. 2018B, August 5. Tangmei Festival celebrated. E-Pow. https://e-pow.net/gp.asp?src=32.050818.August18. The Sangai Express. 2019A, August 10. Second Tangmei Festival to be held today. epow. https://e-pow.net/gp.asp?src=13.100819.august19. The Sangai Express. 2019B, August 11th. Tangmei Festival celebrated at Churashantpur. epow. https://e-pow.net/gi.asp?heading=19&mx=src=110819. Ukrul Times. 2025, August 9th. Lamca hosts 8th Tangmei Festival with Cucumber Feast. https://ukrultimes.com/lamca-hosts-8th-tangmei-festival/. Ukrul Times. 2026, August 8th. 9th Tangmei Festival celebrates Zhou culture and traditions in Sisipur. https://ukrultimes.com/9th-tangmei-festival-celebrates-zo-culture-and-traditions-in-sisipur/. UNESCO. N. D. A. What is intangible cultural heritage? https://ic.unesco.org/n/what-is-intangible-heritage-00003. UNESCO. N. D. B. Convention for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage. https://ic.unesco.org/n/convention. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Agricultural Research Service. N. D. Food Data Central. Cucumber, with peel, raw. https://fdc.nal.usda.gov/food-search/?query=cucumber%20with%20peel%20raw. Young Pate Association General Headquarters. 2026, August 8th. Tangmei Festival 2026, Unity Through Culture and Tradition. Official program poster supplied to Zomi Press. Zomi Lengtha Media. 2026, August. Tangmei Fest 2026 Concert. Digital promotional poster supplied to Zomi Press. Zomi Press, Beyond News and Views. https://zomipress.com, info@zomipress.com, @zomipress. www.zomipress.com.